The big mural that he did for the black soldiers was called The Negro in America's Wars. He did that in 1944, and there are five panels to it. And it reads from left to right. The left panel is about the Revolutionary War, the Battle of Monmouth, New Jersey, which took place in 1778. And in that particular war, 700 black men fought against or side by side with white soldiers. The second panel is the War of 1812, the Battle of New Orleans. And this was an incident depicted in the mural where General Andrew Jackson gave the stirring call of arms to black men who were working on the docks, calling them to come and serve the country. So, and that took place, of course, in New Orleans. The third panel is the Civil War, and they depicted the battlefield of Fort Wagner, South Carolina, which is really, really famous, infamous in some of the movies and things that have been made in recent years. But in this particular panel, it features Colonel Robert Gould Shaw's all-black 54th Massachusetts Regiment, and they played a very critical role. Earlier on, it tells you that, or you learn, that Frederick Douglass, who was the great black leader of the time period, had made a call to arms in Boston Commons for black people to join up and help fight the battle. So that was a Civil War image. It's right in the very middle, and it sort of comes to an apex, and the American flag is being lifted right in the very center of the panel. The fourth panel is the Spanish-American War, and it shows attacks on at Santiago de Cuba. The 9th and 10th Cavalry, which were the all-black cavalry people that are volunteers, and they fought in that battle side by side with Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. And some of the letters that had come back that were written in the time period talked about what an incredibly major role those cavalry troops played. I mean, the Rough Riders get all the credits, but according to the letters of the time, they could not have done it without the cavalry. So that was really interesting as well. And then the very last one was World War I, and it featured a battle in France, the 369th, which was formerly the New York National Guard, and they served as an advance guard for the French Army. And they were the first Allied troops or unit to reach the Rhine, and they were there for 191 days under fire without relief. So they were cited by the French government after for their valor. The entire regiment was honored in that regard. They were given the Croix de Guerre, which is the French military decoration for bravery in battle. So that's the big mural that they unveiled with such fanfare at Fort Huachuca.